Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Well, hold on. Today I'm going to start on the attributes of God. I know you can't hardly believe that. I know that you've been shocked after the 7 podcast on the introduction, but hey, let's get started. Over the next few days, I want to talk to you about 2 of God's attributes that kind of go together. They are His transcendence and immanence. The transcendence of God means that God is outside of humanity's full experience, perception, or grasp. The immanence of God means that He is knowable, perceivable, or graspable. There's no way that I can tell you about both of them in one podcast, so let's start with God's transcendence today. Transcendent means to exist above or independent of anyone or anything. God alone is transcendent. He transcends all. Wow, praise the Lord. We are limited by space, time, and matter. We're trapped in time. God isn't. God has no days, months, or years. He doesn't even have a calendar. He can see all of our life from the beginning to the end in a flash. Wow. He sets outside of time, space, and matter. And He can not only see our lives, but also everyone else's lives that like that too. What a mighty God we serve. You know what? It will only be after all is said and done and we're in heaven with God that we'll be able to see and understand things from His perspective. Until then, we don't fully have God's perspective. Neither can we fully understand all that God is doing today. Why? Because God is transcendent. Until then, we must fully trust God. That's called faith. Not until we all get home will we fully understand that all things did work together for good. Then it will all become plain to us. As God is transcendent, He is both unknown and unknowable. Yet God, in His immanence, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow, He seeks to reveal Himself to us and to know us. Wow. What a God. God being transcendent exists outside of time, space, and matter. He's before all things, and by Him, all things consist. Listen to these verses in Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Wow, God's transcendence also sheds light on these verses. Romans 3, 11 and 12. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. If not for God's love for us and His immanence, no one would ever be saved. God seeks us out to save us. God is the initiator. Man cannot reach God. Man cannot know God apart from knowing Him through Jesus Christ. Wow. Think about those things today and become familiar with God's transcendence. May God bless you today.